Jy is ingeskakel op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Ons verkondig Christus. Dis Kortpad met Gerald en Leomi. En dankie dat jy ingeskakel is. Now, a lot of people in life are just simply satisfied with the status quo. Ah, you know, it is what it is. And then there are those who are on the opposite spectrum of that equation. And they are just restless and will not settle for anything. One such person is Wendy LaVita, and she joins us telephonically now this afternoon. Thank you so much for your time, and welcome to Radio Tygerberg. Now, Wendy, despite struggling at school, you've maintained your appetite for learning and improving your personal knowledge. You eventually started your first university degree at the age of 42, and now you're busy with a doctorate. Talk to us about this. What gave you that audacious belief that you were capable of doing it and being academically successful as you have been?
Gerald, it's not that I'm audacious. It's actually that I believe that God has given us the potential to, you know, do great things with our lives. There's a purpose and a plan for your life. And so you have gifts. And one of my gifts is learning and a passion for languages and, you know, being able to learn and study on my own is actually the big thing. Going to school wasn't it. Working in the classroom setting didn't work for me. But when I started to study on my own, which was uni, so initially, and short courses, I did very well. When I started to learn new languages, which was the first in my French, I did it, and I studied on my own. I got the tapes from the library, and I got the books.
Wendy, I love your story because for me, it is such a testimony to the old adage that you're never too old to learn something new. And you're such an encouragement to people who stop dreaming and believing that sometimes the impossible, in fact, is possible. Now, what would you say to someone who has this restlessness about achieving their goals, but they've bought into this belief that they've missed their one shot in life?
Okay, I think you need to also just start looking at what it is that you want to do and is it something you're planning to do. And then find someone like a counselor or a certain guidance counselor at a university, which you can go and talk to, and do an assessment to see, you know, what direction you could possibly take right now, because you may feel you're too old or it's impossible, but there is this niggly feeling or this feeling that when you get to a certain age, I need to do something else with my life. I need to do something more meaningful. This is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. But if you're not sure and you're feeling that you can't do it, talk to someone who is going to motivate and encourage you. And the one thing that I always tell people is make a list of the things that people say about you that you're good at. And then you read it out to yourself and you read it at night until you believe it. And the subconscious mind accepts this. You don't have to believe it, but over time, you can believe that you can do certain things. And you can say one of the big scriptures that I repeat is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
If you just joined us, I am speaking to Wendy LaVita. She started her first degree at the age of 42 years old, and she's currently busy with a PhD. And mind you, this after struggling at school. Now, she's not just an academic. Parallel to completing and continuing this intense academic journey, she's also very active in the community, and she's the founder and director of Beautiful Life Training and Community Development. For the uninitiated, Wendy, tell us a bit more about Beautiful Life Training and Community Development and the work that you do with them.
So the first is developing potential in people who believe, like you said, I can't do this, but it's God-given potential. So you come from the Cape Flats, you come from a disadvantaged community, and you come from a space where you don't have, you know, money, you don't have resources, you don't have access to things, but you'd like to do something with your life. So we partner with families, with schools, with businesses, and with community, and other non-profits to collectively help to eradicate poverty and unemployment through partnerships and also through training programs, which people can come onto via our website, or, you know, there is an application process to employ. And it's really to uplift people who are unemployed. And in a space where you have nowhere to go, you don't have a, you know, you've lost your job. It gets what you need to with, you know, all of our friends who wanted us to get an account are now phoning us against the money. And it's a space where you really don't even want to answer your phone. That you're in a place where you need someone to talk to. So we're saying, come in for the counseling. come in for the money management, talk to us so that we can connect you, train you, say what you learn about training partners, help you, place you in a church, a God-fearing Christian church where you can learn and be mentored and where you can have a spiritual family to walk with you this way.
I love it. Wendy, if people want to follow you and they want to just immerse themselves in your story and perhaps also just see what the organization is doing, how do they get a hold of you? Where can they find the information?
All right. Our website is beautifullifecommunity.co.za. That's the same on Facebook. If you look up beautifullifecommunity.co.za, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, all the same, beautifullifecommunity.co.za. And if you can't find me on any of those pages, you just Google Wendy and Beautiful Life Community, and I'll pop up.
Wendy, thank you so much for your inspiration and for the service to the community. We really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. God bless you and the radio station.